H2A program, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The end of the calendar year brings new information about the H2A Temporary Agricultural Worker Program. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye says participation in the program for 2021 was a record.
Despite the ongoing global pandemic, fiscal year 2021, which started on October 1st, 2020, and it went through September 30, 2021, was a record-breaking year for the H2A program. The total number of certified positions increased over 15%.
Additionally, USDA recently released the Farm Labor Survey, which is the basis for the 2022 adverse effect wage rate, meaning the minimum hourly wage rates that must be offered and paid by employers to H2A workers.
And the Farm Labor Survey found that in 2021, the average field and livestock worker wage rate was $15.56, which was up 94 cents from 2020, or about 6.4% from the $14.62 that was paid in 2020.
Nye says the Department of Labor issued a proposed rule to change some of the wage calculations under the H2A program.
Today, all workers, irrespective of position, are all paid the same adverse effect wage rate. The proposed rule suggests some disaggregation depending on job type.
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.